I got your back, everybody. Don't worry. Don't worry. Mike Grimes got your back again. Friday, 1 o'clock, you earned it. Tell your boss you've earned it. Time for an extended lunch hour. You're not doing anything on a Friday but listening to the Mike Grimes show anyway. Your boss knows it. Hell, he's listening to it. Mini disc 2, folks. Mini disc 2. 2 years later. The mini disc show 2. Coming up.
Welcome to Bike Rides on the Radio. I'm your host, Dan Ehrlich, and among other things, I'm known to enjoy a good bike ride and some good music from time to time. Please join me, and through the magic of radio and the power of imagination, we'll tie these two seemingly unrelated interests into one. Let the ride begin! Like an oxymoron, isn't it? How can you give a little bit of heart and soul? You're either giving all your heart and soul, folks, or you're giving nothing at all. We want the whole shebang right there. Band by the name of DuPaul kicking off this week's ride. No Hank in studio. Picking up where we left off on the mini disc shows here, on the series of mini disc shows. Now, here's an interesting little piece of information. The first mini disc show began 2 years ago in the studio here. And I never got back to it, and I had intended to, but there was some intentional delay. I mean, this wasn't something that was urgent. This was something to work on as I got time. And I really just had other ideas and thoughts, and we had other shows we worked on that kept my volunteer studio time, you know, pretty well filled. But, you're going to be listening to this show, and somewhere around when it was recorded or well into the future, I'm guessing, because either these shows will be repeated. And right now it's February of 2019, and I'm staring out the window at the other radio, the public radio stations, are describing as blizzard-like conditions. I would call this a pretty significant snowstorm, but in Austin proper anyway, it isn't quite at the blizzard level yet. And we're looking forward to another visit from the polar vortex, which will drop us down to double digits below zero for another lovely Minnesota winter evening. Now, again, you might be listening to this in, I don't know, it could be July, August. Heck, these kind of shows, you know, we don't record as much in the summer, so you're going to hear repeats. So the mini disc show, I'm not going to go into a great detail on what that's about. It's the bike rides show really began as a Hank and I riding bikes together. And I had a mini disc player. We used to play songs off of that. That was one of our earliest incarnations of music on the ride. Then it developed and morphed and evolved into what you hear today is the Bike Rides radio show, and we're all in now. So, but these are the early days, songs that I wanted to make sure got into the archives of the Bike Rides radio show, because they're on these mini discs, and I only have a few of these players, and they're not working real well. The machines are old, and they never really were all that great of an item. And these songs need to be preserved, so I'm taking them off here, and I'm making them into a series of shows for the Bike Rides program called the Mini Disc Shows. And that's the history of it. If you want to know more, go back to dansbikerides.com and listen to the first episode of the Mini Disc series. Kicked it off with DuPaul there. That's one that made it on the list easily through the filter. And now we're going to move on to Disc 8. And Disc 8 was about the time that we started to get more selective about what music we'd put on these discs, because we wanted them to be songs that could endure over time, because we knew we'd be hearing them over and over again, because we thought, you know, the future would be we'd just record these discs and pump one in for each ride. And Disc 8 made it through many, many rides, because this is when things started to get good. So there's more songs on here than most of the earlier ones that we're going to actually let through the filter today. And the first one is a reoccurring band here on the mini disc shows, Counting Crows, with a live version of Round Here that simply needs to be heard. And after that, I lifted it right off the movie, MASH. You know, the movie. I'm not talking about the TV series, which was great too, but the movie was the original movie, if you haven't ever seen the original MASH movie. Now, there's a good movie. And I lifted the theme song from MASH with the words. With the words. And a lot of people don't realize the name of that song is Suicide is Painless, and the lyrics are extraordinarily dark. And then after that, we're going to move on to two in a row from Rod Stewart. And these made it on. These were actually recorded off of a cassette onto mini disc, and now back off a mini disc onto digital. I don't know. The quality, I'm sure, will take a little bit of a hit, but whatevs. You're going to like it anyway. It's Rod Stewart, and the first one just rocks. This is one of my favorite rock songs of all time. Every picture tells a story. Every bike ride tells a story, too. And then followed up by this incredible acoustic version of Amazing Grace by Rod Stewart. Then I'll check back in with you after this four-song set. Kicked off with the Counting Crows Live, Round Here. See you around here in four songs.
Notices the contrast of white on white. In between the moon and you, the angels get a better view of the crumbling difference between wrong and right. But I walk in the air between the rain, through myself and back again, where I don't know. But Maria says she's dying. Through the door I hear her crying, why? Something radiates. We came from Nashville with a suitcase in her hand. She said she liked to meet a boy who looks like Elvis. She walks along the edge of where the ocean meets the land, just like she's walking on a wire in the circus. She parks her car outside of my house, takes her clothes off, so she's close to understanding Jesus. And she knows she's more than just a little misunderstood. She has trouble acting normal when she's nervous. Around here, oh, we're carving out our name. We all look the same. Around here we talk just like lions, but we sacrifice like lambs. Around here, yeah, she's slipping through my hands. You better run like the wind out of the lightning dream. Oh, mama's little baby better get herself in out of the lightning. She says it's only in my head. Shut up. Cause I know it's only in my head. But the girl on the car in the parking lot says, man, you should try to take a shot. Can't you see my walls are crumbling? And then she looks up at the building. Yeah, she says she's thinking of jumping. She says she's tired of life. Everybody's tired of something. Around here, she's always on my mind. Around here, hey man, I got lots of time. Around here, we're never sent to bed early. Nobody makes us wait. Round here we stay up. Round here we stay up. Very late. See nothing around here. Would you judge me if I was falling? nothing around here.
Of the things to be, the pains that are withheld for me, I realize and I can see that suicide is painless. It brings on many changes, and I can take or leave it if I please. The game of life is hard to play. I'm gonna lose it anyway. The losing card I'll someday lay. So this is all I have to say. Suicide is painless.
Suicide.
It brings on many changes. I please. The sword of time will pierce our skin. It doesn't hurt when it begins, but as it works its way on in, the pain grows stronger, watch it grin. Suicide is painless. It brings on many changes, and I can take or leave it if I please. A brave man once requested me to answer questions that are key. Is it to be or not to be? And I replied, oh, why ask me? I can take or leave it if I please, and you can do the same thing if you
that are withheld for me, I realize and I can see that suicide is painless. It brings on many changes, and I can take or leave it if I please. The game of life is hard to play. I'm going to lose it anyway. The losing card I'll someday lay. So this is all I have to say. That suicide is painless. It brings on many changes, and I can take or leave.
I'll always remember you just like this.
Please. The only way to win is cheat and lay it down before I'm beat, and to another give my seat, for that's the only painless fee.
Yes.
And suicide
side is painless. It brings on many changes. And I can take or leave it if I believe.
Throwing your whole education away.
And you.
Right, Jawbreaker.
I'm not afraid to
and we're halfway through this week's ride just like that, with Rod Stewart finishing out that set. What did you think of that amazing cover of Amazing Grace by Rod? Very touching, and I wanted to finish with that one to send a message as well as it relates to the first two played in that set. But before that, we had Rod Stewart with Every Picture Tells a Story, just one of his best rock songs ever. I don't know. I think I had that on cassette too. Yeah, it was, you know, duped over a couple of times, but worth a listen and preserving. And then from the movie, the MASH movie, was the opening theme song. And then within the movie, they had that acoustic version of Suicide is Painless. That's the one I wanted to talk about. Because I get it, you know, that sounds like a song that is just directly advocating for suicide. And certainly, of course, that's not the message the Bike Rides radio show is sending anybody. The message and the reason for playing that song is, if for, you know, I'm speaking for myself and maybe for some others here, but if I ever found myself in a situation in life, like maybe through the draft or because I was signing up for, you know, to get a GI Bill or no matter what, if I even thought that war would be appealing or a good idea and I signed up because I wanted to, you know, kind of prove my patriotism. I think if I was ever in one of those MASH units like was depicted, I don't know how accurate the movie is to what really happened, but war is hell, we all know that. There's really, really some bad stories that, you know, that create some really dark memories for a lot of our soldiers. And if I were one of them and I was there and witnessed that, you know, and I had to live within it, I had to live within that swamp, that hell, for, you know, with an endless deployment, seemingly anyway. You know, if I had the firearm, I'm one of those people that would, you know, it would probably at least cross my mind once a day in that situation. Now, I'm not saying that would have been the route I'd have chose. I'm just saying that it would have crossed my mind. And that's why I think it's important to play that song right from the movie, because that movie moved me and touched me and made me realize that about myself. So, but if you're in a situation where you feel like that, you know, maybe it's not a war. Maybe it's one that you've been through, a literal one or a figurative war, and you need help. The National Suicide Prevention Hotline number is 1-800-273-8255. Again, in a second here. If that's you and you need help, please call that number. Get some help. Others have sought and received and recovered by getting help, and you can too. That's the message we want to send. If you'd like to give feedback to the Bike Rides Show regarding that or anything else, bikerides.dan@gmail.com. Had some critical mail couple weeks ago, didn't take it personal, felt the show was promoting my liberal views a little too much, and I'm sorry, probably not going to change, but I appreciate the feedback either way. Okay, we've moved past the halfway point of this week's ride. More mini discs to get into here. We're going to move on to disc number 9 now. We've gotten into the heart of really the good stuff here and the obscure stuff. And this is a song called Harvest Moon coming up that isn't Neil Young. It's a different, same title, different song. I don't know where it's from. It's from a soundtrack or something. I don't know where I got it, but, and I don't know the artist either on this one. And I have a note here that it might be Skippy at the end or something, but we're just going to deal with that. If that's the case, if I have to move past it, I will. If it's too distracting, we'll move on to the next one. Alex Chilton after that with Volare. And that's from that car commercial, I think, is, you know, where that song got its fame. But I think Chilton wrote it. And if you don't let the car commercial ruin it for you, it's a pretty darn good song. And then Sinead O'Connor, another one from some kind of soundtrack, I'm sure of it. And it's live and it's a very moving song. It's called Three Babies. Very moving. And then the last one I know is from the Northern Exposure soundtrack. That was a quirky 90s cult TV series. Julie Louise by Danielle Lanos. And we'll come back and see what kind of time's left after that. Kicking it off with Harvest Moon.
How long can we live this way? How long till the rain stops coming down? Everyone here's been wondering, when will it be over? Hardly naturally, every evening. Maybe change is coming soon. With the harvest moon, take me down to the river, take me to the preacher man. I can't wait any longer, I messed up all I can. I hear the night train singing in the distance. Maybe the angels are coming soon with the harvest moon. Hit the river rising, look to the dark horizon. For the harvest moon, yeah. Wait a minute, just a little bit longer. It's all up to me and you. Wait a minute, just a little bit longer. It's all up to me and you.
No. $6 million man.
Penso che un sogno così non ritorni mai più. Mi dipingevo le mani e la faccia di blu. Poi d'improvviso venivo dal vento rapito. E cominciavo a volare nel cielo infinito. Volare, oh oh. Cantare, oh oh oh. Nel blu, dipinto di blu,
felice di stare lassù. E volavo, volavo felice, più in alto dal sole ed ancora più su. Mentre il mondo pian piano spariva lontano laggiù. Una musica dolce suonava soltanto per me. Volare, oh oh, cantare, oh oh, nel blu dipinto di blu, felice di stare lassù. Stare qua giù e continuo a volare felice, più in alto dal sole ed ancora più su. Mentre il mondo pian piano scompare negli occhi tuoi blu. La tua voce è una musica dolce che suona per me.
Gentlemen, Sinead O'Connor.
Chosen to be.
Quickly in that set, Jolie Louis from Danielle Lanos finishing it out. Before that was Sinead O'Connor with Three Babies. That was live on something. And ahead of that one was Alex Chilton with Volare. Remember that name, Alex Chilton, in a second here. Okay. And then ahead of that one was Harvest Moon, artist unknown on that one. Okay, turning towards the last two songs of this week's ride on the mini disc show, we'll get to in just a second. But first, I want to let you know you're listening to the Bike Rides on the Radio program. If you're interested in more bike rides, go to dansbikerides.com at your leisure, and you can listen to shows up there whenever you want, including all the mini disc series will be posted as well. Bike Rides is also available as a podcast. You can search through iTunes or your favorite podcasting app and find Bike Rides. We're turning towards the last couple songs now, and the reason I mentioned Alex Chilton is that he'll get a reference in this next song. It's another Counting Crows song, live, ripped off of a TV program. And the reference... He says something about wanting to be Alex Chilton. And that reference changes every time they do this song, I've noticed. He references Bob Dylan and other other legendary artists when he uses that line in this song, and this time it happened to be Alex Chilton, who we just played in the previous set. Also, introducing this is from Saturday Night Live in the 90s there was Sarah Gilbert. Sarah Gilbert's from the Roseanne show. She's the younger sister on that show, the kind of smart alecky goth younger sister on Roseanne. And also, here's trivia that a lot of people wouldn't know. She's the sister of Melissa Gilbert, the sister of Melissa from Little House on the Prairie, right? Half Pint. So, there's your trivia for the day. And then we're going to finish out with one more song off the mini discs. That's the only one off of disc 9 that I picked, and it's called Heart of the Night from Poco. And we'll move on to the next mini disc show as soon as possible. Okay, folks, here it is, kicking off the end of this week's ride and the last set, Counting Crows with Mr. Jones. We'll see you next week, folks, on the Bike Rides on the Radio show.
Once again, Counting Crows.
Staring at this yellow-haired girl, Mr. Jones strikes up a conversation with his black hair, flamenco dancer. You know she dances while his father plays guitar. Suddenly beautiful, we all want something beautiful. And I wish I was beautiful.
For me, I wanna be Alex Chilton, Mr. Jones, because he was someone. she used to do. She's so full of surprises. She reminds me of you. In the heart of the night. In the heart of the
Thanks for riding along, Austin, Mankato, and Sarah Gilbert.